A school is going to be critical to the success of this community. When the Hope Six money was awarded from the federal government to revitalize Boulevard Homes to the Housing Authority, the centerpiece of that grant was to create an educational village, because we really believe that to end intergenerational poverty, it really begins with education, and it begins with education at birth all the way through adult. And so a critical piece of that is to have a high-quality pre-K-8 school on site as part of that community, and really for the school to serve as a community hub and a center of the community that's open to the community, that provides programming and after-school opportunities, as well as a high-quality learning environment for the students.
So the initial vision, as I understand, for a school at Renaissance West was to open a charter school there. But now we're talking about a partnership with CMS. Tell us about that distinction and why that is the better choice in the opinion of the planners on this.
What we've been able to do through a series of really a month-long conversation with CMS is talk about our goals, our shared goals for a school out there, and realize through that dialogue that we had the same goals, and we believed that we would be able to create an innovative environment that would in a lot of ways mimic what's available within charter schools, but come with the resources of CMS behind it. In addition to that, charter law does not allow you to dictate the boundaries of a school. So, you know, theoretically, you open a charter school, students can come from anywhere in the county. Because this is a place-based initiative, and this is about a community revitalization effort on the West Boulevard corridor, we really want to be able to ensure that we can serve those children.
And Ms. Clark, from your perspective with Renaissance West, why is this partnership with CMS better than just having CMS build a regular new school in this area?
A lot of the things that we're talking about doing with the school that include things like wraparound services and services for families and maybe an extended day, Renaissance West will have the responsibility and be held accountable for making sure that those things happen. And I think that infrastructure and that partnership is going to be really robust and allow us to realize academic outcomes sooner with that level of community support around the school.
Part of this entire initiative also includes a child development center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what are the parameters of that, and what's the role of that?
We have so much good research and data that tells us that learning begins at birth, and the best way to get kids on track for school is for them to have high-quality early learning experiences. So this community will include a 5-star child development center. It'll be full-day child care center for 0 to 5-year-olds. The bottom line is these are working families that are going to be living on site, and they need to have great options for child care, to have their children be taken care of well and be in high-quality early learning environments while they're at work, and then to prepare them for school. I mean, what I want to see is that our kindergartners are coming into that school ready to hit the ground running and ready to learn.
Ms. Clark, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.